Young spent the rest of the 1999 season on the sidelines, struggling to overcome the fallout from his latest concussion. For weeks, he was plagued by headaches and nausea. He felt dizzy, woozy, and fatigued. Even when the symptoms began to lift, a host of people advised him to quit. His doctors, his family, even his team. That spring, 8 months after his 9th official concussion, Steve Young retired at age 38. At the same time as Young was wrestling with his lingering post-concussion symptoms and contemplating retirement, Aikman was having a rough time of his own. Midway through the 1999 season, Aikman suffered concussions in 2 consecutive games. A week after a helmet-to-helmet hit left him woozy but able to return to play, a smaller hit had a much bigger impact. That hit knocked Aikman out of the game and sidelined him for the following 2. It was the first time in his career that a concussion kept him out of the starting lineup. But it wouldn't be the last. Before he could complete a single pass the following season, Aikman was gang-tackled hard and knocked out of the Cowboys' opener and their next 2 games by his 9th official concussion. While recovering, he reached out to Young. Though Aikman acknowledged that their talks had an air of the blind leading the blind, because no one knows what the long-term effects are, at least the 2 could compare notes on their shared experiences. They talked about how it took lighter and lighter hits to cause a concussion, and how it took longer and longer for the symptoms to lift. They talked about how those short-term post-concussion symptoms and the even scarier specter of permanent brain damage might figure into a player's decision of when to retire. When Aikman returned to play, the quarterback who once made everything look so easy was now struggling as the Cowboys plummeted in the standings. Then, in the first quarter of a late-season game, just as Aikman flicked a pass, a linebacker dove into him at full speed and slammed him to the ground. Aikman's head bounced off the unforgiving artificial turf, denting the whole left side of his helmet. He was done for the game.